Yesterday we were talking about how one should not look for some shortcuts or techniques or tools to make the process of chanting easy, which many people have come like an upstart, made a show, and they are out of the scene now. They came to the movement, 1 or 2 years they will make a show of some techniques to quickly chant, and you know, your life will all be blissful, you will be free from envy, and you will dream of your spiritual master every day, and things like this. People talk big things, and then they are out of the scene. Therefore, just like when you sow a seed and water it, the plant and the tree are not going to grow overnight. It will take time. And eventually it will produce flowers and fruits over many years. In the same way, the process of chanting, it's a transcendental process which doesn't depend only on our endeavor, but it greatly depends on the Lord's mercy. You will see the conditioned soul's tendency to make the spiritual program very quick and easy so that it can have an elaborate material program. For example, when it comes to hearing katha, quickly put up one saptaha in a year and finish off in 7 days, so the rest of the year you can do sense gratification. And when it comes to a rich man having to worship the Supreme Lord, okay, throw some few lakhs of rupees, build a temple in Vrindavan, appoint some paid pujaris, and show to people that I am also dharmic. I am getting some worship done for the Lord so that I can devote all my time for business and making more money. So when it comes to hearing, you put up a saptah. When it comes to worshipping program, you put up a temple and get some paid pujari. So you will see that this tendency is very much there in the conditioned soul. When it comes to his enjoyment program, that he wants to do every day, all day, throughout the year, and make it as elaborate as possible. And he doesn't want to die also. Go on forever with it. So therefore, one has to curb this tendency itself by opposing this wrong mentality of the mind. Okay, you want to put up saptah only once a week? Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Study every day, all day, every moment. Hear the glories of the Lord. Similarly, you just want to put some paid pujaris and worship away the deity somewhere in a holy place to show you are a dharmic person. No, you keep a Lord's altar right in your home, and every day you worship personally. And bow down to him, worship him, circumambulate him, offer him bhogan. In this way, this mentality has to be curbed. Same with chanting. One wants to just to find some quick solution. Okay, so Krishna Prem, no problem. I will find out some technique for Krishna Prem. And just to do this kind of meditation, sit in erect posture, keep your spine straight, do some breathing, and then chant the holy name very powerfully, and then I obtain Krishna Prem. Right now I put my Krishna Prem in my pocket and I push off. This tendency is there in the foolish conditioned soul. Therefore, those who are truly intelligent will know that the whole life is all about awakening of a loving relationship with Krishna, and that loving relationship is everlasting, eternal. It's for all time to come. And because the relationship is with Supreme Lord, it's a very dynamic type of relationship, and Lord may agree to reveal or he may not agree to reveal, depending on the devotee's individual sincerity, and individual's prayerful mood, individual's offenseless chanting. The Shastras abound with innumerable pastimes, how the Lord reciprocates in different ways with different devotees. Therefore, the sum and substance of a living entity's life is his relationship with the Lord, which one should not try to wind up as soon as possible. Actually, we should wind up material life as soon as possible. Therefore, one place Prabhupada says, this living entity's gradual ripening of this material body, leading him up to death. In this way, Lord Krishna says, Mrityu Sarva Harashchaham. This also is a pastime of the Lord to play with and reciprocate with the living entity's mentality of winding up. Lord says, you want to wind up my program, I wind up your program. If you are really intelligent, you will understand this. We are winding up whose program? Krishna's program. So Lord winds up our program. So Lord says, you know, you are such a naughty living entity. You want to enjoy the material world for all time to come, and you want to wind up my program, and I will wrap up your material life by giving you old age, disease and death. Prabhupada says, this is also Lord's pastime in material world. It's called as Maya Leela. Lord does this Leela through Maya. So the agency of Maya for those conditioned souls who want to wind up Lord's program. But those people who are not in a mood of winding up Lord's program, rather they want to do the Lord's program right now, all day, every day, all life, and for all time to come, they never die at all. Why they don't die? This body, which is a plastic body, once they get rid of this plastic body, they never get one more plastic body again. Because they enter into the immortality of timeless zone. Once they enter there, they eternally glorify the Lord, eternally take part in His pastimes, which is what they actually wanted to do here. They want to do it here and everywhere, and they are ready to go to hell or heaven or spiritual world, wherever they will be posted by the Lord, but where they can do this eternal program of glorifying the Lord. I don't want to wind up my glorification quickly, but we want to glorify the Lord forever, remember Him forever, relish Him forever. That is actually spiritual devotional service. Susukam kartum avyayam. It's an imperishable program. It is not a winding up program. You wind up your sense gratification, but don't wind up the Lord's program. So the naughty living entity wants to wind up the spiritual program, and he wants to expand his sense gratification program. He gets a good slap by the time, Kala. Therefore, Lord exists as Kala in this world. Kala is the future, time future of the Lord, which ejects the living entity out of its sense gratification program and chucks him out of the scene of the material world, where the living entity accumulates many, many commodities, claiming to be proprietor, controller and enjoyer. And that program is finished. And we have seen with our eyes, and all these millions of years of this earth which has passed, we are right now seeing, and people have seen in the time of the past, how the foolish living entity has wasted his life. So those who are chanting the holy name should always be curious, like approaching an adventure. You know, what is Lord's plan? Whatever way He directs my life, I am ready to mold myself according to that. If He wishes to reveal, let Him reveal. If He doesn't want to reveal, I will just have the joy of having called out His holy name. I will have the joy of having got an opportunity to be in His temple. I will be joyful to have the opportunity to have been getting a chance to serve Him with my body and my senses. And I am simply joyful to be living with His devotees and studying the scripture left behind by Him. And I am completely satisfied with that. And I have no expectation from Him. How can I expect? I am such a great sinner and rascal. For millions of lifetimes I have wasted my life. So this is the right attitude in approaching the holy name. And we don't have to worry about result. Result is in Lord's hands. And He will do what is appropriate for us. Harinam Prabhu ki.